Okay, it is 5:05 PM today on September 12th, and I'm going to call the meeting to order of the Planning and Zoning Commission. It appears we have a quorum present, and so we have, first of all, a public comment period, which is a relatively new item on the agenda, which is giving the public an opportunity to speak on matters, including items on the agenda, except for public hearings, of which we have one. And so if anyone would like to speak, you have 3 minutes in which to speak about a matter which would concern you. And please take the podium if you wish to do so and state your name and address for the record. Would anyone care to do that? Seeing no one who is here to speak on this public comment section tonight, we will move on. And the next item on the agenda is approval, consider action, and approval of the minutes of the July 11th meeting. So if you will dig back into your memory banks and look at those minutes for July 11th.
I'll make a motion that we approve those minutes written and recorded as they are.
Second.
All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say no. All right, the minutes of that meeting of July the 11th are approved. The next item that we have on the agenda is a public hearing on the application to develop and plan district, which is a remodel of an existing storage building, Lot 9, Block 4, Business Acres addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, which is located at 216 Dev Avenue. So if any members of the public here wish to speak on that public hearing, please step forward to the podium. Again, state your name and address for the record.
I don't know whether to admit this, but this is not remodeling. These are new buildings. I have existing buildings there, about 56 units, but we're wanting to expand. They're going to be... I'll call most of them be normal size. We're going to have about 15 oversized units. They're going to be 15 feet wide and about 25 to 30 feet long. This is for the, I call them tradesmen, and I don't mean that negative for anybody, but the one that has the trucks with the ladders, and they're going to be extra high. So that's it.
All right. Anyone else wish to speak in for or against this application to develop? All right, seeing none, I will close this public hearing at 5:08. For the record, I believe it opened at 5:06. I don't believe I noted that. And we will move on to the discussion and consideration on this information.
Thank you. If you'll feast your eyes on the screens there, that is the location. If you'll notice, if you're looking at the orientation of the picture, yes, to the south of the red lines, you'll see that some existing units there, adding units. I believe it came up as a remodel just simply because we're adding to the property, so that's kind of just a catch-all as far as what he's doing. Next slide, Amy, please. As a refresher, this is the application to develop. You will in the future.
That drawing is not exactly correct.
That's fine. Okay. It's just a location.
That's fine.
The application to develop, you'll remember, is basically a check on zoning. So at this phase, this property is zoned planned industrial. This isn't an allowable use in that zone. You will at a future date see the site development when it comes forward to you. You'll notice some paperwork in your packet related to some variance requests. That'll all be handled at the site development, not really at the application and develop part of the packet. So does anybody have any questions about this property or this project? As far as I can, it's pretty straightforward as far as I can tell.
No questions, any discussion?
If not, I'll make a motion that we approve through the City Council regarding an application to develop in a planned district, which is remodel of existing storage building. I don't know if it's remodel or not, but it's Lot 9, Block 4, Business Acres addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 216 Dev Avenue.
Second.
Any further discussion? If not, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Same sign. All right, that motion is approved and it will be sent on to the City Council. All right, the next item on the agenda is an update regarding current PUD projects.
Thank you. This is your PUD update for this section of time. The Legs of Heather Run, and you'll notice, I do believe you have this in your packet, it was provided in your packet, the PUD report. Mm-hmm. I do believe. The Lakes of Heather Run, phase one, 61% complete. The Lakes of Heather Run, phase two, 30% complete. You'll notice we have five open building permits and nine lots are vacant. Lake Forest, phase one, is 96% complete. No movement on that phase of the subdivision. Lake Forest two is 87% complete, four open building permits. 20 lots with COs and nine lots are available. I will remind you, I probably forgot to mention it, but if you'll notice the bolded items on the PUD report are what's changed since the last time. So maybe make it easier to follow me, but anything you see bolded is a change from the last. Lake Forest phase three, 54% complete, eight open building permits, 20 lots with COs and nine lots available. That one's going pretty quick. As far as PUDs go, they are blowing through that one pretty quickly. Badger Ranch phase one is 93% complete, no new additions. Badger phase two is 97% complete with it's got one lot available, but with no movement. The branch, we all know, is built out 100%, no additions to that. Tanglewood, the other probably area that's had seen the most growth in this quarter or half year, 86 lots total. It is 18 open building permits, 19 lots with COs, and 48 lots available. So we've had 19 new houses in phase one. Tanglewood phase 1B is 15% complete, 65 lots total, 15 open building permits, 10 COs, and 40 lots available. Westlake, we haven't started any houses there. They're 0% complete, but there are 42 lots. And I have heard some stuff that we are going to start seeing some, we're going to start getting some plans in our office. Does anybody have any questions?
Badger Ranch doesn't have any open permits? I'm thinking of a couple.
Badger Ranch? No. Actually, none of Badger Ranch has any.
There's development of that hill that's Badger Ridge that was owned by Steve Sorrell. That's not part of Badger Ridge.
Well, and those aren't. Those aren't. Actually, you're right. Those will be coming, but some of those aren't in the PUD. They're gotcha. Just they're R1 districts.
Yeah, gotcha. They're R1, so, not the PUD part. Gotcha.
Makes yeah, sense. Yeah. Badger's the only area we have that. Most of our PUDs are like all PUD. Westlake, yeah. The branch, yeah. Lake Forest is all PUD. Badger Ranch has broke up into some of its own. Thank you.
Questions, comments? Good on that. All right. How about any staff updates?
I don't have any updates per se. I will remind you, the recordings now are going to be available, so be sure that Amy and I are going to go back and kind of listen to make sure we're being clear in the microphones if we need to kind of pull them closer to us. Or I'm not saying you do, but that'll be something we need to be thinking of when we're doing this stuff. I have never had a problem with you hearing me, so but thank you.
Thanks, John.
Okay, well, I think we're down to the last item on the agenda, and which is consider action on adjournment.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
Uh-huh. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, same time, meeting adjourned at 5:14 p.m.
Thank you.